Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. At this hour, temperatures across Israel are mild with a gentle breeze. It's a comfortable night in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect clear skies, a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Ynet reports that former President Trump says his little detour in Iran is working out very nicely as Gulf tensions rise. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported that the IDF destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS reports that Iran fired missiles and drones at the UAE, causing injuries in what is being called a dangerous escalation. Separately, from I-24 News, Iron Dome successfully intercepted an Iranian missile over UAE earlier today, marking its first operational use in a foreign nation. And finally, according to Forward, a Jewish library and Chabad center near Buenos Aires were attacked earlier today, prompting an investigation by Argentine counterterrorism officials. Here's what people are saying online. Yashar, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago that Iran is targeting the Baluch people with systemic discrimination and violence. From Al Arabiya English, they shared earlier today insights from Stephen Moore, a former senior economic advisor to Trump, discussing the role of oil prices in U.S. inflation. Middle East 24 reported earlier that oil prices surged by around 6% after Iranian strikes on the UAE, with Brent crude reaching $114 per barrel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with tensions in the Gulf. According to Ynet, former President Trump stated that his actions regarding Iran are progressing well amidst heightened tension in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as the U.S. increases its military presence in the region. The developments could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Turning to southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's destruction of a Hezbollah tunnel earlier today. This tunnel reportedly contained explosive devices and anti-tank missiles. The operation may impact the already fragile peace along Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Iran's missile and drone attacks on the UAE resulted in injuries and heightened international concern. This escalation violates international law and could destabilize regional security. That strike comes hours after I-24 News confirmed that the Iron Dome intercepted an Iranian missile over the UAE. It's the first time the system has been used outside Israel, reflecting growing security cooperation between Israel and its regional allies. Finally, in Buenos Aires, Forward reports that local authorities are investigating attacks on a Jewish library and a Chabad center. This incident raises concerns about anti-Semitic violence in the region and its impact on the Jewish community. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Checkpoint shares fell earlier due to weaknesses in its firewall segment, affecting growth despite organizational restructuring. Separately, Globes reports that Checkpoint's first quarter results showed lower revenue than expected, but net profit exceeded forecasts. And finally, Walla Business details how Ukrainian pressure led to the cancellation of unloading a Russian ship at Haifa port amid threats of sanctions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.